Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Our gospel reading today comes from Mark 12, 28 through 34. One of the scribes came up, and when he heard them arguing, he realized how skillfully Jesus had answered them. He decided to ask him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Excellent teacher, you are right in saying he is the one, there is no other than he. Yes, to love him with all our heart, with all our thoughts, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, is worth more than any burnt offering or sacrifice." Jesus approved the insight of this answer and told him, "You are not far from the reign of God." And no one had the courage to ask him any more questions. So as I come to record this podcast today, I kind of felt that I was a little behind. I had kind of lost track of things this week and been busy, and was just really struggling to have anything to talk about today. And I think this really came from this space of feeling like I needed to share something that was, you know, insightful or worthwhile. Or I can kind of do this comparison thing where I'll listen to other people who record on this podcast and I'll be like, they talk about important things. And I have a fear that I don't talk about important things. And I felt like that wasn't just in my podcast, but in my regular life as I was living, I felt kind of this heaviness that, I just felt like I was kind of hitting up against a wall. I was just small ways. I was being selfish and irritated with others. I was finding it really difficult to pray and just finding myself kind of trudging through things. And then I even sat through and read the readings for today and thought, you know, what am I going to talk about? And kind of, you know, asking the Lord to help me with and what to pray about. But I really there was a moment where after reading through this gospel reading about two or three times, I just had this thought in my heart of, am I loving the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength? And am I loving my neighbor as myself? These two things that the Lord says, these are the most important things. And right, I have these lines memorized. I remember I had to memorize them for confirmation class. It's the four lines of scripture that I know off the top of my head. But even as I sit here and I record this and I think, am I following this commandment that the Lord has given? And I would say no, in a lot of ways. A lot of times, especially serving myself, right? The Lord has disciplines and a plan for me that he has put forth in front of me. And sometimes I can lose that hope in him when it becomes heavy or difficult, or kind of allowing kind of the boredom of situations to distract me or to irritate me. But in reality, am I in love with our Lord? You know, I'm reading a book right now called A Right to be Married, and it's about Carmelite nuns. And just my heart is always so edified when I read about their just pure and joyful love for the Lord. And I often read it and I think, wow, I don't have that kind of love for God. I desire it, right? I'm looking forward to it and saying, I want this love for the Lord. But I don't understand how they can be so simply joyful. I always think things need to be complicated, right? They're talking about the many sacrifices. And I always think things need to be complicated. I need to read, you know, good meditations and have these moments in prayer where I'm educated or have an understanding or can speak well of it to other people. But am I simply loving God and loving others as myself, but loving others as Christ loves them? And I think that's a good place to start today. I know that I need to move forward, and I think about the immediate people who are around me. I think about my teammates. I think about those I serve and those I live with. And I think, what are ways that I can love them today? That I can come out of myself and my own desires and my own thoughts and maybe my own immediate needs of what I think I need to get done today and think, first thing is, how can I love the person closest to me right now? And I think we all need to think of that, to go forth, to take a few minutes in prayer today. And who is the person closest to us that we need to love as Christ? Who can we love in a small way that we normally in a moment focus on ourselves, we can focus on another? And through that, I think the fullness of loving the Lord with your whole heart, soul, mind, and your strength. You know, I love how they ask what the greatest commandment is, and he gives two. And I love that because they're asking for one and he gives two, because the two together is what creates the completeness with our Lord, is that we are giving and receiving both. We are in love, right? We're created to be loved and to love. Let's pray. Lord, I ask for the grace today to love others as you love them, to make things not be my will, Lord, but yours. Humble me. Take away the spirit of selfishness. And give me the grace to love as you love, my Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.